So what colour has your Tuesday been? Assuming you assign a colour to days of the week, Culturefile's Áine Gallagher is among those who do. She discerns Tuesdays as blue. This set Áine off on the trail of colours, a quest for their meaning and place in the order of things, and of course, research into the real significance of that very key question. What's your favourite colour?
Clearly one of the most important things, and I think this is what you're picking up on with this kind of question about what's your favourite colour, is that colour has great affective significance. So we place a lot of value in colours. We think a lot about the way in which we decorate our houses, the clothes that we wear in the morning. And those kind of associations, I think, are really important.
I've always seen Tuesday in a blue hue, and it's my favourite day in our week. In atmosphere. Calm, measured, efficient. You get stuff done on a Tuesday and you don't need to broadcast it. Or you get nothing done and you don't feel guilty for it. There are no social events, no FOMO, no family, friend, dinners that you're obliged to. It's all for you, Tuesday. And for me, it's blue. Blue has, I think, always been my favourite colour. Although I toyed with green for a few years. Because blue is a bit uninteresting to be a favourite colour, is it not? But when I reached my 20s and found faux self-security, I didn't need to keep up appearances. Hi, I'm boring, and my favourite colour is blue. I have a cup that I bought in a second-hand shop in Copenhagen a few years ago. I think it cost the same as my budget Ryanair flight there. Crazy that you could fly for the same price as a cup. Anyway, I happened upon this cup in a second-hand shop. 4 or 5 inches in height and a handle which perfectly fits the average human hand. Of course, I like to believe that my hand fits it better than most, but of course it does not. There's an abstract image in blue and orange on the cup. It seems almost embossed, and I realise only now in describing it that the dense blue shape reminds me of the outline of Japan. This shape brings me low-level happiness daily, when filled with coffee in the morning time, which could be any hour from 7 to 11am, depending on which day of the week we're in. It's Tuesday today, so it was around the 9am call time for the cup. And the feeling outside is blue.
One kind of concern that people have about colours is that colours appear to vary across different conditions, but also between different perceivers. Coloured objects also appear differently to different perceivers, so colourblind people are an obvious example of that. I'm Keith Allen, Senior Lecturer at the University of York. I work on the philosophy of colour and the philosophy of perception more generally, and one of the questions that I'm interested in as a philosopher is what colours are, and indeed whether colours exist at all.
Have you lived here?
Is there a good reason to suppose that when we look at a coloured object and we see it one way and someone who's colourblind sees it a slightly different way, are we correct in thinking that we're getting it right and they're getting it wrong? So this all puts pressure on the idea that there's kind of objective colours out there, that objects have these colours that we're trying to pick up on, and that actually, kind of in the normal course of our lives, we're perceiving correctly. So there's kind of a couple of ways that you can respond to this kind of problem. So one is to think of colours in completely different terms. So think of colours in terms of the physical properties of things. So for instance, the ways in which they're reflecting light. Another more drastic response is to think that objects aren't coloured at all. Just colours don't exist out there in the world. So apples aren't red. The 17th century English philosopher John Locke thinks of colours as dispositions to produce sensations. So when we look at, say, a blue object, what happens is we have a certain kind of experience. We have this sensation of blue. And all it really is for something to be coloured is for the object to have a disposition to bring about that sensation. So this isn't saying that colours don't exist out there in the external world. And it's also not trying to say that colours are identical with reflectances or something like that, some kind of physical property. It's rather introducing this kind of relational mind-dependent property, so that on this account, colours exist out there in the world, but they only exist in the world because we exist and we perceive them a certain way. So what it is for something to be blue just depends entirely upon its ability to produce a blue sensation in us.
I spoke with Keith in an attempt to glean more of an understanding about my understanding of colour. So this blue sensation seems to be particularly present in my wardrobe on my Tuesdays. But is this just something I acquired a habit for? Or do I, in fact, have an inherent attraction to that shade of colour? Perhaps I am entirely under the influence of blue branding. Once the royal colour and then the working man's colour, now the colour of NAF nightclubs and Gillette razors for women, key players in the fight for gender equality. So I asked a 3-year-old I know about her experiences with colour to see if her thoughts on the subject might shed some light on the early stages of colour appreciation. She seemed a bit more interested in my microphones than colour discussion.
What is that thing for?
It's a microphone.
What is that?
Do you know what a microphone is?
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know.
No.
Speaker?
Speaker. Close. Oh. Tell me your name again.
Lily.
And I have blue eyes. I have blue eyes too, do I?
No.
What colour are my eyes?
Green.
Green? Are they?
Yeah.
I would have said they were blue. Look again.
Blue.
Blue, yeah. What about the plant? Is that blue? What colour is that?
Green.
What about the walls? What colour are they?
Black.
Not black.
Yellow.
They're not yellow.
Orange.
Yeah, they're orange. Well done. Orange walls.
Orange walls? No, they aren't.
Am I wrong?
Yeah.
What do you think they are?
Black.
It's funny that we pester children to choose a favourite colour when maybe they're much more curious about the insides of an object than what the object looks like.
My view on this is that the way in which we perceive colour is probably actually quite similar. The way in which we then think about those experiences and the way in which we carve the world up and the way in which we describe things is going to vary, and it will vary between perceivers for various different reasons, for instance, depending on the language they speak, depending on their interests in the world, the kind of things that they do. The best way of finding out what colours are is by using your eyes. So there are various things that physics and psychology will tell you about the processes which allow us to perceive colours. But they don't really tell you what colours are. In order to know what colours are, you need to look around you and think about your experience and what it is you see.
They tell me how long have you lived here?
Áine Gallagher there, and we'll have further shades of blue next time on Culture File.